have a drink of water a minute. Ooh. I'll say again, good morning, everybody.
Morning.
Oh, let's just pray for a moment. Father, we give thanks that we're here this morning, Lord. And Lord, we just ask that your Spirit falls upon us this morning, Father, and you open our eyes, open our ears, and open our hearts, Father, to the word that's to be brought this morning that's from you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. So when praying and thinking about what God wanted to bring this morning, it has taken us quite some time with other distractions going on around us. Seeing both my children off on their flights of wherever they've gone, Dan and Anja, who've gone to New Zealand, and Adam and Imi, who are going off to Thailand and Bali. So, once they'd gone, it's amazing how the house suddenly falls very silent. The food bill dropped, which is a good thing. And strangely enough, the washing basket didn't seem to be so full, which was even better. Another thing is what everyone's thinking about. The electric bill also dropped quite dramatically. Not all the chargers and TVs being left on, the hairdryers left going, or where it may be. However, they are missed. But with modern technology, we can at least see them, talk to them regularly to see their faces and make sure they are okay. But we still had a few things to overcome, and one of those was my eye operation. And I just wish to say to you all, thank you very much for your prayers, because they have been absolutely fantastic, and your concerns. It's lovely to be part of a family which really does care. And I'm still slightly what they would classify as a one-eyed Jack. As I say, I do have a slight distortion in the left eye, so please keep praying, and that distortion over time will eventually dissipate. So please excuse me if I tend to be dipping my head down when I'm reading, because I've still only got one eye that's functioning 100%. So therefore, perhaps the title for today, which was hospital, may seem unusual, but is perhaps not that unusual after all. The word hospital jumped out at me when listening to a song by Matthew West called Truth Be Told. It says in it, "Didn't you say that church should be more like a hospital, a safe place for the sick, the sinner, and the scarred, and the prodigals?" Nicholas just read from Matthew 9, verses 12 and 13, stood out for me. On hearing this, Jesus said, "It is not the healthy who need a doctor, but the sick. But go and learn what that means. I desire mercy, not sacrifice, for I have not come to call the righteous, but sinners." Don't know about you, but we have a great NHS compared to the rest of the world. It is free. Everyone has access to it, and sometimes we have to wait and be patient to get an appointment, be it with a GP or at the hospital. My experience of hospital over the past year, firstly with Nicola's leg, then followed by my eye. But walking into A&E, it is quite frightening, as you know. Something's not right, but a little fearful what actually is wrong. We sit in the waiting room waiting for the triage nurse to assess our injury or concern. This can take time. After pouring our concerns onto the triage nurse, our injury concern is noted, and we are then placed into a queue waiting to see the appropriate doctor who will help with our needs. It wouldn't be ideal to be sent to the cardiology department if we had a broken arm. Once we have seen the doctor and have assessed our concerns, we are then normally given a course of action to hopefully fulfill the need that we have, from broken limbs to concerning lumps. We are placed into the system and then sent home or further into hospital with some form of remedy or next process. This in itself can bring worry, anxiety, or a sense of relief that you have been seen by a doctor who cares, understands, and is ready to walk with you through the process, no matter how hard that might be. We can arrive to A&E in many different ways. We can walk, be brought by family, brought by friends, or by ambulance. When we need to get to hospital in emergency, we call 999 and ask for the ambulance. The ambulance arrives with the paramedics who deal with the immediate need and then ensure we arrive at hospital safely and quickly. They will rush towards the need and danger, thinking only of those in need. A hospital is a place where the sick go, open to all those who have a need. So what about the church? Jesus said, "It is not the healthy who need a doctor, but the sick." We hopefully all know Jesus on a personal level and have all had different walks with Jesus. But ultimately, at some point in our lives, we made that commitment to God. How did we get there? How did we find out about Jesus? Who gave us the guiding hand to come to know Jesus and realize what it really meant? We were once sick, hurting, scarred, perhaps even despised by others of who we were. That's who Jesus came to save. Those that do not know him, the sick, the scarred, the fearful, the hungry, and the thirsty. So we ask ourselves, what can we do? We are fearful of the reactions of others. I do not know enough. What if I get asked a difficult question? What if I upset them? Do not worry. In Matthew, when Jesus was sending out the disciples, Matthew 10, verse 19, "But when they arrest you, do not worry about what to say or how to say it. At that time, your Father will be given you what to say. For it will not be you speaking, but the Spirit of the Father speaking through you." So when Jesus sent out the 12, they got in brackets, paramedics, doctors, nurses. Jesus called his 12 disciples to him and gave them authority to drive out impure spirits and to heal every disease and sickness. These are the names of the 12 apostles. First, Simon, who was called Peter, and his brother Andrew, James, son of Zebedee, and his brother John, Philip and Bartholomew, Thomas and Matthew, the tax collector, James, the son of Alphaeus and Thaddeus, Simon the Zealot, and Judas Iscariot, who betrayed him. These 12 Jesus sent out with the following instructions: "Do not go among the Gentiles or enter any town of the Samaritans. Go rather to the lost sheep of Israel. As you go, proclaim this message: the kingdom of heaven has come near. Heal the sick, raise the dead, cleanse those who have leprosy, drive out demons. Freely you have received, freely give." Is this a message for us today? Is the church perhaps no longer seen as a hospital? Perhaps it should be a safe place for the sick, a place where people can come no matter who or what they are. Perhaps we are the paramedics going out into the world, clothed in Christ, bringing his light into this world, using our gifts to point people towards Jesus. Everyone's journey is different. And when people are brought to church, they are brought by family, friends. They walk in, or sometimes arrive in an emergency. We have to be prepared. We all have different gifts, and similar to hospital, many different departments and experiences. We may be that paramedic who was a first responder, bringing those in need to a place of safety where Jesus is waiting to heal and change their lives. But we are not like a normal hospital. Everyone is this hospital, has Christ in them. So we take that hospital, which is Christ, with us, who will guide you and reveal himself to others, whether that is on first contact or further on their journey. All who enter church should feel God's presence. The workers are few. Nicola also said this as well. Jesus went through all the towns and villages, teaching in their synagogues, proclaiming the good news of the kingdom, and healing every disease and sickness. When he saw the crowds, He had compassion on them because they were harassed and helpless, like sheep without a shepherd. Then he said to his disciples, "The harvest is plentiful, but the workers are few. Ask the Lord of the harvest, therefore, to send out workers into his harvest field." In Revelation it says, "Blessed is the one who reads aloud the words of this prophecy, and blessed are those who hear it and take to heart what is written in it, because the time is near." Back then, the time was near. So, if we know of anybody who is sick, worried, stressed, or has burdens of this world on their shoulders, be that paramedic and ask God what to say. Perhaps invite them to church, where they will feel welcomed and safe. People will come to church if they don't feel judged. People go to hospital for help and will share their concerns when ready. We have to discern and listen to what God is saying to us before we engage in conversation. In Matthew, it said, "Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven." So to wrap up, we need to show the love of God and be ready to be the responders when required. We need to use our gifts and listen to God and not be afraid of what to say or to invite others to church. Be the caring paramedic who is a first responder to that initial need. Be ready to welcome the sick, the scarred, the broken, the thirsty, and the hungry. Be ready to step out. So before I finish, I'm just going to give you the lyrics from Matthew West, "The Truth Be Told." It says, "I say, I'm fine, yeah, I'm fine, oh, I'm fine, hey, I'm fine, but I'm not, I'm broken. And when it's out of control, I say it's under control, but it's not, and you know it. I don't know why it's so hard to admit it, when being honest is the only way to fix it. There's no failure to fall, there's no sin you don't already know, so let the truth be told. There's a sign on the door that says, 'Come as you are,' but I doubt it, because if we lived like that was true, every Sunday morning pew would be crowded. But didn't you say church should be look more like a hospital? A safe place for the sick, the sinner and the scarred, and the prodigals like me." Amen.